It is News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch. For the ACT party leader, David Seymour, isn't mincing his words with the news of a new government direction. He says with no hints of policy and vague attacks on capitalism, New Zealanders now face a weak left-wing coalition beholden to a madman on the loose. David Seymour joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it, David?
Which part of it? Do you think that the government that's just been formed, or at least is about to form, has told us what its policies will be? Well, no, they haven't. Do you think it's harsh to call Winston Peters a madman on the loose? Well, he is a madman. He's just formed a government announcing who the positions will be, but none of the policy, only a vague idea that everything that's been working in New Zealand should be reversed. And I think that's incredibly worrying for those of us who have mortgages and are worried about interest rates, because fiscal blowouts, as characterised the last two times Winston Peters held power, are bad for that. For those of us who enjoy being part of a country that is globally connected, that welcomes immigrants, that welcomes foreign investment, and that pursues free trade as the wellspring of our wealth, that's concerning. So, you know, that's our starting point, is that all of those things that have made New Zealand successful over a long period of time are in danger by a guy who has played Bill English out of the prime ministership.
Were you genuinely surprised Winston Peters went with Labour, or did you think he always would?
I thought that the reason he waited for the special votes was that he couldn't form a government with New Zealand First and Labour and the Greens having only 61 seats in the House, which is what they had on election night. As soon as it was clear he was waiting for the special votes, I think he was waiting to see if the left was an option. Of course, the special votes delivered another two seats to the left, meaning that they have an overall majority of 63. And so, you know, I think the fact that he was so worried about waiting for those special votes indicated he would go that way, and I think I said so at the time.
Isn't this, though, the true... I mean, some have suggested, some commentators on the left, of course, have suggested what we're seeing here is the true definition of MMP. What do you say?
Well, they're technically correct. It's a shock for New Zealand that, you know, I think the... Australian media have been saying that the coalition of the losers has formed a government, but the point of MMP was that you were able to form coalitions. So, you know, in a technical sense, that's right. But at the same time, you know, if another 2% of people had voted for ACT instead of, for instance, Gareth Morgan's vanity project in the Opportunities Party, then we could have had a government of the centre-right that was prepared to take on the hard challenges we do face in those regard, housing and the long tail of underachievement in education that is a time bomb for New Zealand. Instead of being able to confront those long-term challenges, how do we build more homes? How do we make sure that everyone gets an education, preparing them for the future, which currently in New Zealand too many people don't? Instead, we've now got all sorts of uncertainty as a madman on the loose tries to remodel our economic settings. You only have to look, for instance, at his ideas about the Reserve Bank. We lead the world in having low inflation, stable monetary policy that we don't even have to think about most of the time. Now you've got somebody who yearns for the past, who would like to reverse that. And, you know, we've had 18 years of stable economic management. Even the first Labor government was not too bad, fifth Labor government was not too bad in its first two terms. But that stable economic management is now at risk, and I think that's a real concern.
You've said in your press release the Greens and New Zealand First despise each other. Does that really matter, though, given the fact that the Greens don't get any official cabinet postings?
Well, it will matter as soon as the Greens anoint Mara McDavidson as their co-leader. And this is one thing that commentators have missed, is that the Greens have to have a co-leader. It has to be a woman. And all of the people that I've talked to that know something about how the Greens operate tell me that Mara McDavidson will be anointed as that co-leader. She doesn't play by the same rules as other politicians. She feels that she is on some sort of divine mission, and she will blow this government up if this government is going to implode before the 3 years is up. Then, you know, I guarantee you it'll be Marama Davidson who's at the centre of that. And I don't know if Winston Peters has actually thought through, you know, how that Green Party is going to behave once they have their new co-leader.
Do you genuinely believe in your heart of hearts that this government won't last? Because that's the undertone in your press release, isn't it? You don't believe it will last, and you base that on Mr. Peters' history with forming coalition governments.
Well, it's a big call because on the one hand, New Zealand has had an election every 3 years like clockwork ever since World War II. No one else has done that. The British, no. The Canadians, no. The Australians have an election almost every year. The Americans have regular elections, but only because it's set down in their constitution that they do it every 2 and 4 years. New Zealand has had elections on time every 3 years like clockwork. On the other hand, the last three times that Winston Peters has been in cabinet, he's been sacked by the Prime Minister of the day, he's been voted out of three electorates as well. So, you know, it's sort of the immovable object and the unstoppable force. Will the instability of New Zealand First and Winston Peters overcome our history of having regular elections? I suspect that it will. But, you know, the role for the ACT Party is to say, you know, we have lost government due to a lack of vision, due to a failure to confront the long-term challenges that confront us. The National Party have been negligent on housing, for instance. We will now hold the government to account and set out a vision for what a centre-right government that has the economic competence of the last 9 years, but also the boldness to take on those long-term challenges looks like.
ACT Party leader David Seymour, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Chris.